yesterday.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We are going to the lines. We're going to the lines. Dan of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Money Today. Dan of Madison.
Good morning, Matt. I was wondering if you had heard of, I guess this is pretty recent, but the court case was Jakarski versus SEC down in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Have you heard anything about this or not yet?
Tell me what you're referring to, because there are a lot of cases out there, and some of them are very similar to one another.
Well, the specific one is Jakarski versus SEC, and they've already ruled on it, but essentially the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the government regulatory agencies, at least this is my layman understanding of it, I'm not a lawyer, but the government regulatory agencies do not have the authority to impose fines and penalties on corporations.
Okay, I missed the last one. If you aren't a speaker, if you could take it off and repeat what you just said.
Can you hear me now, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the government, the U.S. federal regulatory agencies do not have the authority to fine or penalize corporations, like ruled it unconstitutional.
Okay, let me boil that down, and I'll be sure to read that case, Dan. But from a legal point of view, there are plenty of regulatory agencies, and there are plenty of cases where there's statutory authority for courts to the courts have said that regulatory agencies can. Remember, you can talk about regulatory agencies. When George Washington was president, there was no real administrative law. There weren't regulatory agencies. They built up over time simply because of the complexity of modern society. So now we have a Securities Exchange Commission. We have a Environmental Protection Agency, you know, that kind of thing. Now, I'll look at this. But first of all, the fact that one circuit says anything only applies in that circuit. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, I was a law clerk for Judge Tom Fairchild in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals that sits in Chicago. And he had jurisdiction over Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sits in New Orleans, and it has jurisdiction over a bunch of southern states. It's very conservative. So I'll look at it, but I would be very, very surprised if the Fifth Circuit in a decision said that no federal agency, regardless of statutory authority, could impose any kind of civil forfeiture. There is an interesting case out of the Securities Exchange Commission, where the Securities Exchange Commission, they basically regulate the stock market, and that's a very important job. And they were holding trials and imposing forfeitures with their own personnel administrative law judges, and a court did hold, and you may be referring to this, that you can't fine somebody for damages or a fine for securities fraud without giving them a right to a trial. That decision did just come down, but that's the Securities Exchange Commission. It's not all regulatory agencies, but I will absolutely look at that. And thank you for calling in. Jean of Eau Claire, you're next, my friend. What's on your mind today, Jean of Eau Claire?
Good morning. I found that very interesting with the attempt or supposedly attempt on the judge. I don't think anybody should be a victim of violence at all in our country, to include children. I don't care where you sit, where you live, what you've done. No one should be murdered in our country, period. And we should all take steps to prevent this from happening. In addition to that, it's kind of sketchy yet. Did he turn himself in? It seems to me there was something about him, this guy turning himself in. Was that true? Have you heard anything?
Well, here's what happened, Gene. This guy is at 1:30 a.m. outside of a justice's house with zip ties, a gun, ammo, and padded shoes. What you're referring to is that he called 911. And so obviously this guy doesn't have maybe all his marbles, but he goes, I'm outside of Brett Kavanaugh's house and I'm going to kill him. Well, they immediately tell the police. The police are all over the neighborhood because they're all over the neighborhood of all the justices right now, liberal and conservative, because of the leak of the Roe v. Wade decision. And so they arrest the guy and they charge him with attempted murder. If he claims mental illness, then his lawyer is going to have to prove that. And that's a very tough sledding. So when you say that he turned himself in a sense, he did, but he didn't do it to stop himself. He was sort of boasting to the he calls 911 and says, I'm going to kill a justice. And then he figures he's going to go in and kill him and nothing they can do about it. And they're going to go, we'll call the cops after we have our coffee break. Well, you know, what he didn't know is there are cops all over the place. So that's what happened. It was wrong. And there are many decisions of all these justices that you're going to disagree with, that I'm going to disagree with, under no circumstance should anybody commit violence or threaten violence against a judge. If you think his or her decision is intolerable, what you do is you start the political process with a federal judge to impeach the judge and remove him from office, or a state judge to recall him. Gene, thanks a lot for calling in. I want to get to a thing that happened in Waukesha, and we just had an allusion to it in a call yesterday, but it's really quite a substantial story. There is a judge in Waukesha named Mike Boren, a Republican, and he's the one who sometime back issued a ruling favoring the Manufacturers Association, saying that the DNR couldn't regulate in any respect forever chemicals being poured into our water by businesses. That was a bad decision. Well, yesterday, the day before, he issued a decision staying the order. In other words, not letting it go forward to give the DNR time to appeal to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And why did he do that? Because the DNR said, look, if this thing goes into effect, what Boren's decision said is that the DNR can't require businesses who pollute with PFAS, that's forever chemicals, to even investigate, much less clean up anything. You don't have, you pour this stuff in and you can say you don't even have to test it. I don't know what kind of judge that is, to be very honest with you. The DNR said, hey, wait a minute. We are distributing bottled water to 1,300 households in various counties because they would be poisoned if they drank from their wells. If this order stayed right now, we couldn't give them bottled water. Yes, they could go to Costco and buy some themselves. Many of them are very low income, rural people. But some of them will say, what the hell, and they'll drink it, and they will die sooner than they have to. Young moms will get breast cancer. Young dads will get prostate cancer. This isn't right. The corporations that poured this cancer into the water should test it and then clean it up. They shouldn't be doing it. And the Wisconsin Manufacturers Association said, no, you can't even require us to investigate. And this Republican judge was subservient to them. But he said, well, I'll let you continue to distribute bottled water. Very nice of him, isn't it? Isn't that nice of him? Bottled water. And then it'll go to the Supreme Court. And you know what's going to happen in the Supreme Court? It's going to come down to Brian Hagedorn, because the three Republicans will vote for anything that a Republican donor wants, especially the Wisconsin manufacturers. The three Democrats, who are somewhat independent, actually, will do the right thing, and they'll say, no, that's why we have a DNR. That's why we have a DNR, to tell companies to test, investigate, and then if it's poisoned, clean it up. And then it's going to come down to Brian Hagedorn. I've got to say, Brian Hagedorn has stood tall in a lot of cases. He has sided with the three Democrats as often or more than he has with the Republicans. but we have to see what he does here. But it is intolerable, intolerable that Boren said, you can't even tell them to investigate. The legislature has to pass a rule telling you to do that. And Voss has hidden this issue, tabled it, and won't bring it to a vote. And he's illegitimate. It's a gerrymandered legislature. Is that democracy? Does anybody out there care that you're drinking poisoned water in some counties? Let me tell you who some of the counties are. Milwaukee, Dane, Marinette, Eau Claire, La Crosse. You heard of them? You heard of those counties? And a lot of others. And a lot of others. We're going to the lines. Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Nick of Lake Mills.
Good morning, Matt. I just filled up my tank to go to work, and I'm kind of thinking about all the campaign contributions I'm making as I'm filling up my tank for Republican candidates in the coming up election.
You have a sense of humor. Like, really, I think I like that. Really, Nick Mills, they got a sense of humor.
Right. I don't know what PJ is so hacked off about, inflation and gas prices, because I think all that money is going to his candidates. And, and then another point on Kavanaugh, and I know I don't condone violence, but I agree with you that, you know, that guy shouldn't be hanging around his house with a gun looking to take out a judge. That is not good at all. But given a choice between him casing a school or a shopping mall versus going to Kavanaugh's house, I'm like, if these guys got to go somewhere, I'd rather have them punch upwards than downwards and just take out innocent people for no reason.
Well, the thing though, Nick, is
right. I'm just
that's a choice we don't want. In other words, we don't want him in a shopping mall or a school or in front of a judge's house. We don't want him in front of either, and that's why I think that AR-15 should be classified as military weapons, and high capacity magazines should be too. But I want to repeat: there are no circumstances in which anybody should threaten violence or think of violence against a judge, federal or state. If you do not like their decisions, work to impeach them if it's federal, recall them if it's state, support candidates who agree with you. Do not, under any circumstance, think about threatening a judge. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.